Aloha, I'm Derek Malama. Please join me for the Kanikapila Sunday holiday special on Christmas Eve. You'll hear 3 hours of your favorite Hawaiian songs for the season from the Brothers Casimero, Amy Hanaialii, Kuana Torres Kahele, Willie Kay, and many more. That's the Kanikapila Sunday holiday special on Christmas Eve from 1 to 4 p.m.
Hawaii-based research submarines have been making troubling discoveries on the deep ocean floor of late, discoveries that suggest that commercial fishing methods are doing far more damage than we have been led to believe. Yet their ability to conduct research with those deep-sea submersibles is being threatened with loss of critical funding, as Nathan Eagle tells us in today's reality check from Civil Beat. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning.
What kind of things have these research scientists been learning?
Well, they just got back from months at sea, you know, researching about 12 seamounts on about 76 dives. And what they're finding are miles and miles and miles of fishing line, trawling gear that's been left from generations, literally generations ago, huge nets covering ancient corals, just a lot of mess out there.
And when nets cover ancient corals, it not only inhibits the ability of the coral, but it affects the basis of a whole ecosystem, yeah?
It really does, yeah. Those corals, I mean, some of which live to be 3,000, 4,000 years old in the case of the black corals, a couple mm-hmm. thousand years old for the gold corals. Yeah, each of those it kind of provides a home for other species as well.
Well, Nathan, this all happens in an environment where we've seen cutbacks to national monuments around the country and hints, at least, of further reduction of protected areas on land and in the ocean.
That's absolutely right. The timing of this research and this expedition coming back is really important. You know, you've got President Trump considering whether restrictions should be loosened at monuments from Papahanaumokuakea to the Pacific Remote Islands, Rose Atoll, and others.
Well, what's the difference in what the research scientists found between protected areas, supposedly protected areas, and unprotected areas?
Well, what their initial findings are is that there's a stark difference between international waters with limited restrictions. They're finding a lot more gear and destruction there, their words, compared to within a place like Papahanaumokuakea, where they went to like the Hancock Seamount and others, these big underwater mountains, basically, where they're seeing evidence of trawling from years past, you know, 30, 40 years ago, but signs of recovery because it hasn't been allowed for so long.
So protections work.
Exactly. That's their takeaway.
Well, why are they inhibited from further research? What's the issue here?
Well, soon after they got back, they got a message from the dean over at SOEST, and he said, you know, basically, the funding isn't there to do this required regulatory dry dock of their big support ship, the KOK. That's what the two subs kind of launch out of. And with that, and then combined with these two subs are actually kind of old and they need their own work, he's just not seeing the funding that there to continue this. So as soon as next year, he's looking to retire both the subs and the support vessel, barring what he described as a $2 million gift.
Well, where would the funding be expected to come from? Where did it come from in the past?
In the past, it's my understanding that it came from places like NOAA and UH, but now they're going to be looking a lot more towards private.
Private funding?
Yeah, private funding.
Has there been any indication that might be forthcoming, or do we just not know?
We don't know at this point. I mean, it's possible that they've got some leads, but I haven't heard anything.
Well, Nathan, let us know if you do. Yeah, this is an interesting ongoing story. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks.
That was reporter Nathan Eagle with today's reality check from Civil Beat.